Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a mixed day for grain futures, mostly higher though in the end. Corn closed up 7 cents in March at $3.87 even. Soybeans went down and made new contract lows this morning early, but then bounced back to close up 3 quarters of a cent at $9.91¾. And then July 2015, Kansas City wheat, the crop that we are growing, 582¾ settlement up 2¼. And then the one red spot today was in the Chicago wheat futures, up 1 to 1.5 cents, or excuse me, down 1 to 1.5 cents, with July down 1¾ at 5.38¼. There were some pretty surprising announcements. There was a pretty big soybean cancellation from China. They canceled 285,000 metric tons of beans early on in the day, and that drove prices down at least to start. And then we had a decent sell for corn, 101,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination. All of this following yesterday's NOPA crush report, which was a little bit disappointing in the beans. So a cancellation plus a negative crush report did not really help the beans whatsoever today, and partially why they were under a little bit of pressure.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Monday, the markets will be closed due to the holiday, but they resume Monday evening, 7 p.m. For normal trade on Tuesday. There won't be much news over the next couple weeks. The next big thing will be the big USDA Outlook Forum next month. That'll give prices their next boost of momentum one direction or the other. And as we transition into spring, from winter over the next couple of months, there's always that problem of a possible freeze or dry weather. And then in South America now you've got harvest weather. So there's still some weather events over the next couple of months that could impact wheat prices specifically. But at this point, everything looks pretty good. They do need some rainfall throughout the plains here for wheat. If you look back at the July Kansas City chart, we've been on a pretty aggressive downtrend since $7.03 hit in the middle of December. We're all the way back down to $5.82. The lows were just under $5.60 set back in September and October. I think that the market could be trying to reach for those levels here. If it does, it'll happen probably in the next couple of trading sessions.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle up 25 at 154.45, April up 15 at 152.95. March feeder cattle up 17 at 204.85, and April up 62 at 206.45. February lean hogs down 112 at 74.50, and April down 67 at 77.67. March Kansas City wheat 4 higher at 577, May up 3.5 at 579.5. March Chicago wheat up unchanged at 532¾. May down 1 at 532¾. March corn up 7 at 387. July up 7.5 at 401. March soybeans up 3/4 at 991¾. July down 1/4 at 1003. March cotton down 26 at 59.23 and May down 25 at 60.02. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.